Planning for the 80th Kathet Festival of the Performing Arts began in October and is nearing completion as the longest-running cultural event in the region begins February 28. It was first held in 1945. Sponsored by the Rotary Club of Powell River since 2003, the festival has an organizing committee comprised of Rotarians and community members. For 4 years, Kathy Bartfay has been charged with finding adjudicators for the six disciplines: choral and voice, dance, piano, speech arts, strings and band, instrumental. "I participated in the festival and so did my kids," explained Bartfay. "I wanted to give back because I believe participants get back much more than just performing and gain skills that lead to being successful adults." Bartfay performed solos as a flautist, in ensembles and as a member of a band. She attended Performing Arts BC Provincial Festivals on 5 occasions. "I enjoy reaching out to adjudicators and it's been a learning journey for me that is very satisfying," she added. "My role is to bring exceptional talent to our festival that will benefit our participants. It's quite fun." Rotarian, and relative newcomer to the region, Kathy Korolek is in her second year as coordinator for adjudicator secretaries. "Last year I was new to the festival, the committee and the position, and learned a lot," she explained. "I am much better prepared this year, having experienced the festival from planning to the grand concert and debriefing. Making this festival even more enticing is a special 80th anniversary concert at 7 p.m. on March 5 in Evergreen Theatre, featuring the Core Piano Trio from Poland. The event is a collaboration with Pacific Region International Summer Music Academy, PRISMA, as suggested by Melanie Munro, PRISMA Executive Director, Rotarian and Festival Organizing Committee member. Tickets are available through Powell River Academy of Music, in person or online, at the Peak office or the door. A reception hosted by Point Group Hospitality will take place beginning at 6 p.m. "Some friends and I are looking forward to dressing up for this anniversary concert," said Bartfay, "and encourage others to do the same. We don't get that many opportunities to dress up, so take advantage." As usual, the festival concludes with the grand concert on Saturday, March 9 at 7 p.m. in Evergreen Theatre. Tickets are available from the same outlets as the special concert. All other sessions are open to the public by donations which help to fund the festival. At a recent committee meeting, organizers heard from coordinator Val Thompson that registration for this year is up over last year. "Even during COVID, we held a festival, albeit virtually in 2021, shared Thompson. "Since then, our numbers have been building back up. This year we are especially thrilled with the increased numbers for speech arts, which at one time had the highest registration." A full schedule is available at solarislive.com/PRFestival. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.